Howard Warrington of Somerset West is busy getting ready to tackle the Robben Island swim this weekend in support of the SPCA and its wildlife division in particular. And this is not a once-off event. Saturday's crossing is going to be his 100th. And if he pulls it off, that'll make him only the fourth person in history to reach that magic number. After, of course, the late Theo Jach, swimmers Ryan Stramrud and Kieran Palfreman also on that list. And Howard Warrington hoping to join them via his Swim for Survival. Howard, thanks for chatting to us today. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Howard, how long ago was swim number one?
Swim number one was 2015.
Woo.
So number two was 2016. Number three was 2017. And then the hoha bit, and then we took it from there.
That's just extraordinary, Howard. So you must be in the water every other weekend at that rate.
Oh, quite often. Every day if I could.
Why are you doing it, and why are you doing it specifically for the SPCA?
Well, you know, we as endurance athletes, we enjoy our challenges, and it's always great to do it when you're doing it for yourself. But SPCA has always been pretty close to us as animal lovers. And open water swimmers, we see the amount of rubbish in the ocean and the effects that it has on the ocean life, and at least wildlife. So that was quite... it's devastating for us to notice that and see that. We went through a stage a little while ago where we just saw so much of it. Birds and seals all battling with that, and everyone's pretty much just concerned about it. So we decided to really focus on SPCA and their extraordinary work, and they're just not getting around to it. They need the funds and the awareness. So we're putting it out there for them. So it's a privilege for us to be able to support them too.
Howard, what would you say has been the worst swim so far? I believe your crossing over the Easter weekend was done in 9 degrees water, which must have been up there. Was that the worst of the 99 you've done so far?
Well, you know, funny enough, it's not always the cold water that takes its toll. It depends on the current. So you could swim a two-hour crossing, or you could swim a four-hour-plus crossing. So the 9 degree, yes, it did hurt, I must tell you. It was uncomfortable. So I would say that was quite a memorable one. As for the rest, you know, you just let it go. You never let it stay with you. But that one I will never forget, I must say.
And let's look ahead to Saturday. I mean, it's going to be a fairly pleasant weekend, judging by the weather forecast I've just read. But you never know until you're in the water what sort of a swim you're going to have. How confident are you feeling that you will finish number 100 on Saturday?
I'm pretty confident. We seem to have calmer, glassy water with a bit of swell, but nothing too heavy. Temperature should be increased, so we're going to have a more comfortable, maybe 13.5-14 degrees. And, you know, it's just looking good, and we fired up, and I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
I hope it's going to be wonderful, Howard. And, I mean, you'll be in very elect company if you do pull it off. I'm sure, having done as many swims as you have and being an endurance swimmer, you must know the other swimmers whose elite ranks you'll join if you pull it off.
Yes, I know them very well.
Okay.
Lovely people.
They are. Ryan's going to be with us in studio on the 1st of June. Of course, we all remember very fondly Theo Jach and the impact he had. And Kieran Palfreman, I know I've spoken to you on the phone. Perhaps time for us to catch up with him and find out where he's at in his open water swimming. But Howard, after this, once you've got number 100 under the belt, are you going to keep on going? Or is this going to be reaching the end of this particular race and on to another endurance challenge?
Absolutely not. You know, we use Robben Island Crossing as our training ground. So in July, I'll be swimming the Straits of Gibraltar. So that should bring me back to Africa from Europe again. And the end of the year, I'll be swimming across False Bay. So the swim from Robben Island to Blouberg or to Melkbos or to Cape Town will always be there as part of the training. So I'll just continue doing it. Why not go for 200?
I have no doubt at the rate you're currently swimming anyway, I've no doubt you'll get there, Howard. In the meantime, though, final question for you. If listeners want to pledge towards the fundraising campaign for the SPCA, is there a fundraising page or somewhere we can send them?
Yes, you can go on to my Facebook page, Howard Warrington, and I will have a link there. Or you can go on to Cape of Good Hope SPCA and go on to the Swim for Survival link and follow through. There's amazing pictures and all the information and the little donate button.
Howard, good luck to you on Saturday. We wish you smooth swimming, warm water, and a nice warm sunshine to greet you when you get out at the other end. And I hope it will be number 100 successfully under your belt on Saturday. Please keep it in your thoughts as he goes for it on Saturday morning. And again, if you would like to support the SPCA and celebrate their 150th birthday, you can do so via their website, capespca.co.za. Endurance swimmer Howard Warrington, good luck to you, sir.